Hello， 大家好，你正在收听盘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about the most popular baby names.
对，那就是我们节目呢，其实几乎每一年啊，都会跟大家分享美国去年最受欢迎的男宝宝、女宝宝的名字。因为很多朋友就其实留言会问我们说啊、哦，我这个英语名字怎么样啊？或者你们能不能帮我换一个起一个名字？所以呢，分享好听的、经典的，或者有一些比较特别新潮的英语名啊，永远是非常受欢迎的一个话题。
Yeah, if you're looking for a really popular, cool English name, definitely choose one of these. Yeah, maybe you want to change your English name to something a little more trendy, a little more cool, popular. You could choose one of these names, and it's a sure thing.
或者呢，你给你的孩子起英语名是吧？总之，我们都希望今天的节目会带给你一些 ideas, 一些 inspiration.但是 Jason, 你刚刚说有一些比较 cool, trendy 的名字，我们今天也会分享。可是呢，我最大的一个感受就是，我们今天跟大家分享的这张表是很官方的，是美国这个社会保障署它发布的，就是根据今年所有的新生儿，然后他们登记名字的信息啊，就得出来 top 10 most popular boys and girls names。那我发现这些 top 10 里的名字就是还蛮传统的，就比较经典。
Yeah, it's kind of funny. These are popular now, but like you said, most of them are kind of old school. They have that classic feel to them.
没错。好，那我们就首先来看一下2024年全美国最受欢迎的男生名字，那就是。
All right. Number one is Liam.
Liam. L-I-A-M.
Yeah, Liam.
诶，其实老实说，我对于 Liam 是Top one most popular boy's name 还蛮惊讶的，因为我的朋友里面，我一个 Liam 都不认识，我只知道那个很有名的什么 Oasis 绿洲乐队，那里面一个主唱叫 Liam 是吧？还有那电影明星，就是老是演硬汉的那个 Liam Neeson。
Yeah, me too. I'm 42 years old this year, and I can't think of a single American Liam that I've ever met. Maybe we're going to have a whole bunch of them as these kids grow up, but I've never met one myself either.
对，所以问题是我们俩太老了，因为现在是现在刚出生的。
对。
OK, 但是呢，我如果说说 Liam 这个名字从另外一个名字来的啊，大家就不觉得惊奇了。
Yeah, if you listen to it, you can hear it at the end of the name, William.
所以其实 Liam, 它也是一个, you know, shortened form of William. 这个很熟悉嘛,而且我认识好多好多的,不管是 native speakers 还是中国的男生叫 William, 因为他有这种很皇室,对吧?威廉王子或者 William Shakespeare, 就有这种很高贵的感觉。
Yeah, it feels more formal, right, when you say the whole name, William.
Okay, 那看完了美国最受欢迎的这个男宝宝名字, what about for girls? 我们榜首的是哪个女生的名字呢?
Olivia.
Olivia, 这个名字我很喜欢,就觉得它又高贵,但也挺可爱的。
Yeah, it sounds, you know, kind of classic. It has that similar Olivia, three syllables. It's a longer name, but it sounds nice. It sounds cute. I think it's a good name for a girl.
对对，就是很好的结合了这两种特质啊。然后呢 ，Olivia， 其实它还有一个男生版的，就 Oliver， 对吧
？Yeah, and that's even on the list too, right? So we have Olivia for girls, and we have Oliver for boys.
对，因为这两个名字不仅很好听，而且它的意思很好嘛。So they come from olive trees, 橄榄树，然后它是象征和平的 ，right?
Yeah, now I'm wondering why olive trees have anything to do with peace.
对，我们问一下 DeepSeek， 下次跟大家分享。
yeah.
好，那其实呢 ，Liam 和 Olivia 这两个名字啊，它不仅是去年在美国很受欢迎，他们已经是连续六年就是 top one most popular boys 和 girls name in the United States。
Whoa. Yeah, we'll see how long this lasts. Once there's too many of them, right, maybe it won't be cool anymore and it will, something else will take its place.
有可能。好，那我们来揭晓一下第二名啊，这个 most popular boy's name。
All right, this one I have met quite a few of, and it's Noah.
N-O-A-H, Noah. 从圣经来的，对吧？很有名的一个故事，诺亚方舟 Noah's Ark. 然后里面是一个这个圣经里面很有名、很有信心的人物，叫做诺亚。
Yeah, Noah was the guy who collected all the different animals and put them on a boat to save them from this humongous flood, right?
所以呢，这个名字啊，我觉得不管是父母有没有基督教的信仰，可能这个代表的寓意含义很好，再加上呢，它也很好听，所以也一直是一个很受欢迎的名字。
Yeah, even though everybody in the States probably knows the story of Noah and Noah's Ark,There are plenty of people with this name who don't have it for religious reasons. It's just kind of a common name now.
对，因为它也是既经典，而且 it just sounds, 就特别是小孩是蛮可爱的，对吧 ？Noah.
Yeah, it's easy to say, right? Noah. It kind of like rolls off the tongue, or however you say that.
And I think the same applies to our number two most popular girl's name.
All right, number two, we have Emma.
Emma, 她对我觉得也是很 classic, 很经典，但是呢也很很可爱，然后又温柔，但是又俏皮 ，right? Combines all of these qualities.
Yeah, this is another short, easy to say, both cute and classic feeling name. So I like this name.
对，特别因为简奥斯汀的小说 Emma 嘛，这个人物。我觉得他也很深入人心。So when I think of Emma, I just always think of Jane Austen, and I really love the novel. I love Emma 这个形象。对，好，那我们接下来看看第三名啊，最受欢迎的男生名字。
Of course, the one we just mentioned, Oliver.
Oliver, OK, 女性版是 Olivia 啊，然后 Oliver 刚刚跟大家分享过了。好，那很多 Oliver 呢，他的父母可能会叫他 Ollie.
Yeah, I think any name that has like three syllables or more often gets shortened into something easier to say. And so here we have Ollie, yeah.
只要不要把它 shorten 成 liver, 那个是肝脏，有点恐怖。
Yeah, liver would not be a good name. Don't choose liver for your name, yeah.
Okay, let's move on to girls. 第三名最受欢迎的名字是
All right, our third girl's name is Amelia.
Okay, 所以呢，你看英语里面啊，特别如果要讲到英语是 Germanic language， 但呢，很多这种名字是这种 Latin， 对吧？拉丁语系，所以里面都是女生是很多 A 结尾的，因为这是他们比较女性化 feminine form。
I think you know more about names than me. I didn't even realize that. That's really interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of A names with girls, for sure.
对对对，像这个 Amelia, 然后呢Amelia 有的时候小名就会变成 Mia 这样。
So you can easily say it just like we had with Oliver into Ali, right? You want a short, quick nickname, and so Amelia can become...Mia,
对。好，那看完了前三大最受欢迎的 boys and girls names, let's finish the list.
All right, so on the boys' side, number four, we have another one with a bunch of syllables that can get shortened into a nickname, and it's Theodore.
这个美国总统哦。
That's right.
Teddy Roosevelt,
yeah.
对罗斯福，但是他的全名大名就是 Theodore.
Yeah, Teddy sounds very friendly, very nice, whereas like Theodore sounds very official and long.
Very serious, 是吧？我觉得 Theodore、
yes.
如果一个小 baby 新生儿的男生啊 ，Theodore 你会觉得很不搭。
Yeah, it's a little too serious for an infant, a cute baby, right? You need those nicknames. And you can use either Teddy or Theo.
Theo, 对。Theo, 我也是我儿子的朋友。I've seen a few Theos. 他们可能全名都是 Theodore.
Yeah, I think some people might choose to just name their children Theo without the full name, but most of the time, probably, you know, pretty close to 100% of the time, it's going to be Theodore on paper.
Theodore, okay. 好，这个但有点难念 ,Theodore, 但 Teddy 或者 Theo 就好念很多。
Yeah, these are much easier to say.
对，好，那女生，这个是又是让我想到简奥斯丁。
Yeah, this is another kind of fancy feeling name, Charlotte.
Charlotte, 就是好像这种你追不到的女生。
yeah, yeah.
Uptown
Charlotte,
girl.
Yeah, some sort of beautiful, far away, you know, a
贵族
气, classy,
huh?
Yeah, very classy feeling, I think, right?
Yeah, Charlotte. 那这个 Charlotte 虽然是 CH 打头的，但是我们不念 Charlotte, 是 Charlotte.
Yeah, this is a CH. It's not Charlotte, but Charlotte, like an SH.
Yeah, so sometimes I've heard it being shortened to Char.
Yeah, you'll hear
C-H-A-R.
Yeah, you'll hear that for sure. Charlotte, again, even though it's only two syllables, it's kind of hard to say, so it gets a nickname, Char.
Sure. Okay, 好，那我们看榜单的一半啊，第五名男生的名字是
James. I think the simplest one so far, the most normal one so far.
大家应该很熟悉这个啊 ，James Bond. 那 James 呢？很多时候小名可以变成 Jamie.
Yeah, this is that common nicknameification of a name where you just add a Y on the end, basically, or change the end to a Y.
I-E,
and so, Jamie, yeah.
Yeah,
or an IE, right, right.
英国有一个很有名的这个明星厨师，他的名字叫 Jamie Oliver, 就又有 Jamie, 又有 Oliver.
Yeah, he's got two of the most popular names in his name, wow.
对，但我不知道他是真的姓 Oliver, 还是说你们不是很多人有 middle name 吗？中间有一个名字。
Yeah, maybe that's his middle name. That's a good point. And if he has a silly or kind of hard to pronounce last name, often celebrities will just make a simple, easier version of their name for use in, you know, movies and TV and stuff.
然后呢 ,not to confuse everyone, 英国现在还有一个新晋的男演员叫他的名字叫 Theo James, 就我们刚刚讲的那个 Theodore,、
oh, Jamie Oliver,
Theo James,
Theo James,
Theo James,
what's going on here, yeah.
好好好不多说了我们来看看女生第五名最受欢迎的名字是
Alright, so this came up before and we're back to Mia.
啊，就前面说 Amelia, 小名可以叫 Mia。那有很多女生呢，她这个全名索性就叫 Mia。
Yeah, this nickname has taken on a life of its own, and now Mia alone is a name.
嗯，对，就配角变成主角了啊。好，那接下来我们再看看第六名男生最受欢迎的名字是。
All right, this one I know really well. This was my grandfather's name. This is my nephew's name.Henry.
Henry. This is also my husband's name.
That's right. That's right. I forgot.
但是我是跟我老公认识了很久都快要结婚的时候我才发现你叫 Henry. 因为所有的人都叫他 Hank. 他自己介绍的时候他说他也叫 Hank,、oh. H-A-N-K. 后来是不是我们登记啊什么护照拿出来啊全名 Henry.
Who are you? Are you the man I met? Yeah. Yeah, this is another tricky one like Bob and Robert, right? Where you have a nickname that doesn't really sound like the actual name.
对因为亨利我觉得大家很熟悉啊 Once again, it has that regal, you know, 就是皇室对吧Henry the Sixth 什么这样的但是呢像我先生后来他就说因为他家也是他的爷爷他的爸爸都叫 Henry 后来他就说哦，到我这里他们也给我起了这个名字但我实在是不想大家名字都一样所以他就他跟所有的他的朋友啊什么介绍的时候他从来都说我的名字叫 Hank
Yeah, even though it's totally different, that's kind of cool. You get some options with your name. Like your husband, if he doesn't like Henry, hey, he can use Hank instead.
对。好，那我们来看女生第六名最受欢迎的名字是
Sophia or Sophia.
诶，对，我想问你这个到底是重音在哪儿？是 Sophia 还是 Sophia?
Honestly, I'm not totally sure. I think Sophia is the more common one, but I've heard people say Sophia. So I don't know. I think Sophia, though, is probably more common.
Yeah, like Sophia, Sophia Loren, Sophia Loren. Legendary Italian star 90多岁，还有 Sofia Coppola， 对吧？但是呢，如果你把它 shorten 成 Sophie， 那就不是 Sophie， 就是 Sophie。
Yeah, maybe that's where the pronunciation of Sophia has gotten a little changed over time by some people because the nickname is different. Sophie.
Sophie, right? 好，那我们接下来看男生，这是第几名？第七名。
All right, this one definitely comes from Spanish. I can tell when I look at it right away, and it's Mateo.
Mateo, M-A-T-E-O.
Yeah, I think this is the Spanish version of Matthew, right?
对 ,Matthew 应该大家蛮熟悉的一个英语名字啊。那就像 Jason 说的，在其他的语系里面，比如西班牙语，它就是 Mateo, 然后还有像法语啊，什么是Matthias, 是吧?
Yeah, there's a bunch of variations of this one in English and Spanish and probably other Western languages as well.
好,那女生呢?第七名。
All right, for this one, we have another longer name that has a nickname that you might have heard before, but the full name is Isabella.
Oh, I've always loved this name. 就是听起来也是很高贵,很有气质,然后很与众不同。
Yeah, I think of flowers when I think of the name Isabella. I'm not sure why, but I definitely get that feeling of like beautiful flowers.
对，因为意大利语是吧？那个什么 Bella 就是一个漂亮的女生、漂亮的女性的意思。然后呢，它前一部分那个 Isa 也很好听啊。其实 I think even by itself, Isa is also a great girl's name.
Yeah, I like that name. I'm not sure if I've met an actual Isa, but I think that'd be a cool name.
那你们美国有一个明星不是还蛮红的叫 Issa Rae 吗？人家就这个 Isa.
Oh, I'm a little out of touch because I haven't heard of this person. Yeah, I don't know.
好 ,Isabella 或者 Isabel 也可以，对吧? Instead of an A, 你最后那个拼是 E. Isabel 也是一个很不错的名字。
That's right. You'll also hear just Isabel. Yeah.
好的，那我们接下来看看男生第八名，这个名字是。
All right, number eight, we have Elijah.
Okay, 又是从圣经来的啊，以利亚 Elijah. 然后呢，他的这个拼写是 E L I J A H.
Yeah, you might hear people say Elijah, Elijah.Elijah, there's probably some variation on what you're going to hear.
然后也可以 shorten 成 Eli, 对吧? E-L-I.
Yeah, usually if you meet somebody who has the name, they tell you their name is Eli, it's short for Elijah.
Elijah, 对。好,那女生啊,这个第八名的名字也是 E 打头的。
Evelyn.
Evelyn, also a very beautiful name. 但我觉得这个听起来蛮成熟的。蛮 mature 的，对吧？就不是一个好像小、小小姑娘的名字。
Yeah, Evelyn sounds like a woman, right? I think of a full-grown adult woman, definitely.
很有风情，很有风韵的啊。Evelyn. 所以有的时候你会看到那个小名是 Eve 这些，对吧？
Yeah, Eve, E-E-V by itself can be a name, but...Often Evelyn will be shortened to Eve, or like you said, or even just Ev, E-V.
Ev, yeah. 好，那我们最后还有第九和第十名要分享。男生的这个第九名是
Lucas.
Lucas. 我一个好朋友最近生了一个宝宝，名字就叫 Lucas.
How did they spell it?
L-U-C-A-S. 因为有的时候也会看到 L-U-K-A-S, 对吧？
Yeah, that's why I ask. There's some differences in how people spell this one. Maybe because of the other English name, Luke, L-U-K-E, I'm not sure, but L-U-C-A-S is used as well.
对,就是英语呢,它的拼法是 K, 比较西班牙语系,就是拉丁语系的,他们通常都会是 C instead of K.
All right, 谢谢老师。
没有，然后我这个朋友他儿子大名叫 Lucas 嘛，但是他平常就经常叫他 Luca Luca。
Ah, so you just cut the S off at the end, right? And just say Luca.
Luca, yeah, which is really cute, right? When you're calling a little baby.
Yeah, I like that.
好，那我们看看女生第九名。
All right, number 9 for the girls, we have Ava.
Ava, A-V-A, 和前面那个 Evelyn, 那个是 E-V-E 啊。So, 都是因为夏娃嘛 ,Adam and Eve, 都是从那一条线来的。
Similar, but a little different, also easy to say, just 3 letters.
对。Yeah, Ava, 也很好听。然后我认识一个女生她叫 Avery, 就是 A-V,、然后她是E-R-Y, which, yeah, I've always thought, yeah, unique and also sounds really nice. Avery.
Yeah, I like the name Avery. I do think of an aviary when I hear that, which is like an enclosure for birds. I don't know why I go straight to that word.
But, 也蛮好的。
Yeah,
鸟啊、
like aviation,
小鸟很自由
right?
Yeah. 对对。好,那我们今天最后啊,榜单第十个最受欢迎的男生名字是
All right, full circle here. We're back to the very first one, but in a different form, and we have William.
好，这个名字不用多说，威廉王子，威廉莎士比亚。
Yeah, this is a good one. You can choose to call the child Will, Willie,
yeah.
Bill, Billy, Liam. They all are okay if their official name is William.
没错。好，那看看女生最受欢迎的 number 10。
All right, our number 10 sounds a little familiar, Sophia.
啊，但这里拼法不一样。
Yeah, this one is S-O-F-I-A, so a simpler way to spell it.
对，所以you've got options, right? 你可以是 P-H 或者 F 都可以，反正都是 Sophia。
Yeah, I imagine this change happened out of, you know, people misspelling the name Sophia so many times that some parents out there said, you know what, I'm going to spell it with an F.
没有，而且 F 也是那个拉丁语系的拼法。So Spanish, Italian, 他们的拼法都不是 PH, 都是 F.
All right, makes sense.
好，那 before we say goodbye, before we go, 还想跟大家分享一个两个有趣的这个names that really gained a lot of popularity last year. 这两个是比较特别的名字。
Yeah, I've never heard of this used as a name before, but I know this word, and it is truce.
哦，这个呢，是美国社会保障署他们的统计显示，这个男孩的名字 truce, 不是真相那个 truth 啊，这个是 T-R-U-C-E,Truce, 它的意思是停火、停战。这个名字，起这个名字的宝宝突然多了很多。可能因为现在世界上 ，you know, 有俄乌、有加沙那边，所以很多就是和平嘛，都是大家的愿望。
Hey, I like that. Gives me a little hope for the future. Hopefully, that's why people are choosing this name. But yeah, truce, of course, means not to fight anymore, to give up the battle, give up the war.
对，而且也蛮好听的，对吧 ？Truth， 我们前面准备的时候，你说，哎，对啊，让你想到 Bruce， 但 Bruce 是一个比较老派的名字 ，Truth 啊、，Yeah， it's a new variation。
Yeah， like a cool updated version of the name Bruce， maybe。
Exactly。好，那然后呢，在女生这一边也有一个热度窜升很快的名字。这个名字让我有点想到什么 Moana 这种迪士尼的人物。
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, right? Because this comes from Hawaiian, and it's Ailani.
Actually, we're not sure how to pronounce this properly. 是Ailani 呢，还是 Ailani? 但是就是 A-I-L-A-N-Y, 然后说它是从这个夏威夷语来的，在夏威夷语里面它的意思是酋长，就那好像原住民的部落都有一个酋长 chief。
Wow, so it sounds very, yeah, very regal in a tribal way, very important name to have, right? Lots of power, you're the chief.
Ailani, I like it. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道我们今天分享的这些 Top 10 Boys and Girls Name 里面，有没有你的名字或者你孩子的名字？
Yeah, let us know. What English names do you like? What did you choose for yourself? What have you chosen for your children? We'd love to hear it.
好，那如果这个里面有什么名字你比较喜欢，想给自己改一个英语名，哎 ，maybe try it out.
That's right. Maybe give one of these a shot. See how it goes.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢大家的收听。We'll see you next time.
See you next time. 再见。